The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of March, 1976, in Delhi, India.
శ్రీ భగవాను వాచ అసత్యానన్నసూతస్తం ప్రజ్ఞావాదాంశభాషసే గతాశుం అవకాశం స్వనానుసూచంతి పండిత. అవర్ దిస్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మూమెంట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ న్యూ ఇమాజినరీ మూమెంట్. It is very old movement. At least 5,000 years ago, this Bhagavad Gita was repeated by Lord Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Before that, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, ఇమం వివసతి యూగం కృతవాన్ అహమద్వయం వివశా మనోవిప్రాహు మనుఖా కవి బ్రవీ. కృష్ణా సేడ్ టు అర్జున్ దట్ దిస్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ గాడ్ లాంగ్ లాంగ్ ఎగో ఐ స్పోక్ టు ది సన్ గాడ్ వివశా. ఇన్ ది వేదిక్ స్క్రిప్చర్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ that every planet is inhabited by living entities. The sun is also one of the planets, and there are living entities. Otherwise, how Krishna could go there and speak the predominating person, Vibhusha? The name of the person is also given. ఇమం వివసతి యూగం వర్తమాన్ అహమభయం అండ్ వివశాన్ మనోవిప్రాన్ వివశాన్ ది సన్ గాడ్ బికాజ్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్ ది సన్ ప్లానెట్ మూన్ ప్లానెట్ అండ్ మెనీ మెనీ అదర్ ప్లానెట్స్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ది ఫెడరల్ ప్లానెట్స్ ది ఇన్హాబిటెంట్స్ those planets are very opulent. The material happiness available in those planets are hundreds and thousands times better than in this planet. So, it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that sun planet is also inhabited by living beings. But their body is made of fire. That is the difference. Just like here, our body is made of earth. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, these are the five material elements. In some planet, the earth is prominent, in some planet, the water is prominent, in other planet, the fire is prominent. So this is the creation of God. Different varieties. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Atvaruhunaitena kingyatena sabhajuna vishtabhya idam krishnam ekamsena tribhuja. This material world composed of many millions of universes, that is one-fourth creation of the Supreme Personality of God. Ekamsena tribhuja. So, Bhagavad Gita means to understand what is God, the science of God. And God Himself is speaking about Himself. Otherwise, it is not possible to understand what is God. So if we carefully understand the slokas and the passages mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, we can understand what is God. and the human form of life is meant for understanding God. He has no other business. And the lower bodies, less than human form of body, according to Darwin's theory, the human form of body comes from monkey. But the evolution is accepted in the Vedic literature, but not like Darwin's. The evolution, according to Vedic scripture, is that the living entity is different from the God. And the living entity is passing through many forms of God. We shall read that. So, the bodies are according to my desires. I am desiring something. Just like here we are sitting, so many ladies and gentlemen, but not one of them is similar to anyone else. They have got different bodies. That body is created according to one's desire. The mind, the subtle mind, is the creator of the next body. Janjang Babis Marana Bhavam Padasanti Kalevaram. At the time of death, whatever I am thinking, a similar body will be offered to me by the laws of nature, subtle body. The mind, intelligence and ego, they are subtle body. And the gross body is made of earth, water, air, fire, ether. So, when we give up this gross body, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. This is the way of transmigration of the soul. The prakriti, nature's law is very strict and stringent. The nature will immediately offer you a similar body according to the thinking at the time of your death. Pratha dehantara pran. Therefore, this human form of body is meant for going back to home, back to God. Jadratyana nivattante tadhyama padam. We are eternal. As God is eternal, we are also eternal. Because we are part and parcel of God. As God is always blissful, jolly, similarly our nature is always blissful and jolly. Satchidananda vigraha. Sat chit ananda. Sat means eternal. And chit means full of knowledge. And ananda. Ananda means blissfulness. That is our nature. Therefore, we want to live. We do not wish to die. Nobody wishes to die. But we are forced to death. That is our punishment. Nitya sasatavan nahnate hannamane sarire. This instruction is given in the Bhagavad Gita. That the living entity is eternal, sāsata, very, very old. Nitya sāsatayam na harmate harnamāne sarire. When the body is destroyed, is annihilated, the soul exists, it goes to another body. The example is just like every one of us in the first day of intercourse of the father and mother, the secrets are mixed together, emulsified, and if the living entity is allowed to enter into that, it grows. That is the beginning of our body. But if the living entity is not allowed into that emulsified, small, pea-like ball, then there is no pregnancy. So attempt is made to follow that emancipation. Therefore, the living entity cannot enter into it, and there is no pregnancy. Otherwise, there must be pregnancy. Then that pea-like body grows, and in 7 months, it grows the hands and legs and heads and everything. And consciousness comes back. When we die, our consciousness becomes almost stopped. And we lie down within the womb of the mother, according to species of body. Take it for granted, our human form of body. 7 months, at that time, body is grown up. And this way, in 10th month, the body is fully grown, then by nature's way, the body comes out and another life begins. This is called transmigration of the soul. So, actually, we are eternal. In the Vedic language, it is said, Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Ekoju Bahunam Idalati Kaman. Nitya. Nitya means eternal. And Nityanam. Nityanam means plural number of Nityas. So there are many Nityas, many living entities. But there is one Nitya, supreme, that is God. He is also a living entity like us. Then what is the difference? The difference is, we learn from the Vedic that Ego Bhavanam Vidhati Kama. That singular number Nitya, eternal, maintains the plural number of Nitya. We are within the plural number, Nityana. So, the conclusion is, the God is the supreme being and we are living being. So our relation is very intimate. Qualitatively, we are one because we are part and parcel. So God is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. Therefore, our position is also the same, but in minute quantity. His knowledge is great. Therefore, God is great. Our knowledge is limited. And because we have got limited potencies, therefore we are called living entities, and God has got unlimited potencies, therefore God is great and we are small. This is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. And we are in this material world, being contaminated by the material nature. We are suffering because anything material, it has got limited period of existence. Anything is dead. It is asat. Asat means which will not exist. And sat means which will exist. The basic injunction is asatoma, sattama. You are sat. You revive your eternal life. Don't be entangled in this asat. So we are transmigrating from one body to another. There is evolution. Jalavala lakhani, sthavala lakhavim sati. Kīmāyavruddha-saṅkhaka bhakṣināma-desa-lakṭhakam. Because in the beginning the whole planet was covered in water. The water is drying up and gradually land is coming out. Therefore, in the beginning the aquatics, jala-jāna-lakṭhāni. So the aquatic animals, there are 900,000 species. Jalajanam, Sāvarāla Pahinshati. Then trees and plants and herbs and grasses and so many. There are 2 million forms. Then Krimaya Vruddha Sampadha. Then insect life, reptile life, 11,000. Then Pakshinam Dasarapata. Then birds, varieties of birds, 1,000,000. Then Osu, four-legged animals, 3,000,000 types. Then Manusatatulukta. Then human form of life, uncivilized. That human form of life, 400,000. So, in comparison to the lower species of life, we are very small ones. Together, there are 8,400,000 species of life, living entities. The evolution process is from one body to another. In this way, when it comes to the human form of life, it should be utilized for full knowledge about our eternal life. That is the opportunity. And if we don't take this opportunity, if we live like other animals, eating, sleeping, sex, and fearfulness, ahara nidra bhaya, but you do not care to understand what we are, what is God, what is our relationship with God, then you are missing the point. That lesson, instruction, is given in the Bhagavad Gita. And it is very easy to understand the perplexity which Arjuna made at the battle, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The fight was between two sectors of family members, the cousin brothers, one family. But there was some trouble who would occupy the throne. From Mahabharata we understand that the Pandavas, at least after Maharaj Parikshit, he ruled over the whole world. Bhargavarsha means the whole world. And the capital was here, Hastinapur. This information we get Mahabharata. Maha means greater and Bharat means India. Mahabharata. So there was trouble who will occupy the throne. So there was fight. So when fight was arranged, then Arjuna, he was a devotee of Krishna. Who's that? He declined to fight. He said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, Krishna is his friend. I don't like this fight because they are my cousin brother. Although they have usurped my kingdom, let them enjoy it. I don't need to fight with them." But Krishna declined. Krishna said, "No, you have to fight. Your duty is to fight." Then Arjuna placed before him so many ideas that if I kill my brother, then my brother's wife will be widow and they may be polluted. Then unwanted children, Varnasankar will come out, and when the Varnasankar population is filling, then the whole world becomes a hell. So many arguments. So, Krishna, when he saw that Arjuna is very much afflicted with the material ideas, so he wanted to teach him this Bhagavad Gita. So first punishment, not punishment, chastisement, because Arjuna accepted that the perplexities which I am facing is not possible to be solved except yourself. He knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So he surrendered himself to Krishna. Shishtasyaham sadhimam krimannam pakpanna dusu apahata sabhava. I am a Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight in right cases, and I am declined. This is my weakness. So kindly instruct me how I can give up this weakness. I am accepting as you as my guru. Shishyasthe aham. Shishya means who voluntarily accepts to be ruled by a person who is guru. This is called shishya. So Arjuna and Krishna, they were friends, but still, to take right instruction without any argument, he accepted his guru. Then, after the acceptance, Krishna's first warning is asachyanam sutastam pragyamadam stuhasas prakasam avatasam stu nanasochanti pandita. My dear Arjuna, you are talking like a very learned man, but the subject matter which you have touched is not at all taken seriously by the Pandit. Pandit means learned. That means you are talking like a fool. You are taking this body as self. So, actually this is not the fact. The body is not the self. The self is different. If you analyze this body, what you will find? Suppose we are breathing. What is this breathing? It is air only. Now, when the breathing is stopped, a man is dead. Now you are so much advanced in science. Why don't you replace this breathing? It is nothing but air. So, you can manufacture some machine working in electric battery and put some air and fix up. And then the same air will come. Host, 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 host. Will that give you life? No. Even if you artificially bring breathing, just like nowadays they put oxygen gas, and this oxygen gas is life. That is not the fact. So if you analyze every part of the body, then you will find that there is no life. This is not education, this is not scientific knowledge. Simply abruptly taking something without any proper understanding, that is not knowledge. Therefore, Krishna chastised him that you are talking like a very scientific learned scholar, but you are a fool, number one. Because you are accepting this material body as the self. This is ignorance. This is a confront in another place. Jashatu buddhi punape dithatu. This punape, this bag of three elements, papa vritta vai. All take it. The skin, muscle, veins, bones, urine, stool, blood, what do you find if you dissect this body? They are all material things. What is blood? It is also water, rain water. The urine, this is also water. And this bone is nothing but earth hardened. If you take plaster of Paris, they sometimes show artificial bone also in the medical college. But that is bone, that is art. So do you think this combination of this earth, water, air, fire is life? Can you produce life? You can get enough earth, water, air, fire, stool, urine, blood. You manufacture one life. That you cannot do. This is called analysis. And those who are engaged in understanding the self as the combination of these earth, water, air, fire, saiva gokara, such persons are defined in the shastra as no more intelligent than the cows and the asses. So, from here, spiritual knowledge begins. You analyze the body, but you won't find the real soul or real life. Although it is within you. But why you cannot find? It is very, very small. Kisha-kri-sadabhāra-sa-sadadhākal-vita-sacha. The formation of the soul, measurement of the soul, is very, very, it is smaller than the atom. Kisha-kri-sadabhāra-sa. The tip of the head is divided into 100 parts. And take one part, again divide it into 100 parts. That one part is the measurement of the soul. That means 1/10,000 part of the top of the head. So how you can see? But that small particle is giving you living form. This knowledge we get from Bhagavad Gita, and that is the fact. You cannot get life by analyzing this material body, that is not possible. You have to find out what is that small particle. You have to hear. Therefore, you cannot get knowledge by your material activities. You have to hear it from the authorities. Otherwise there is no possibility. That's why you cannot understand who is your father. You have to take the knowledge from your mother. If mother certifies, this gentleman is your father. That is correct. But if you go on researching who is your father, you will never be able to know who is your father. Similarly, what is life, what is soul, what is heart, this body, what is the ultimate goal of life, why you are suffering, all this knowledge you have to take from the higher authorities. That is called Vedic process. Not to endeavor by research, what you can research. Our fund of knowledge is very, very poor, limited. You cannot have perfect knowledge unless you hear from the authority. The Krishna is the authority. Our Krishna consciousness movement means you take knowledge from the best authority. Don't manufacture knowledge, that you will not get. That is Krishna consciousness movement. But here Krishna says that, my dear Arjuna, you are talking like a very learned man. That is our disease. Everyone we talk as if we manufacture, and that is useless. Yami kano mari japa, you cannot make any solution. Therefore the whole world is in chaotic condition. We speak of our own country, India, not only India. Everywhere the chaotic condition is because they have no real knowledge. They are simply claiming to be very learned man, which is chastised here by Krishna. Asuchyalansuchastam prajnava. You are presenting yourself as very learned man. But this subject matter which you are taking, this body is nothing but dead lump of matter. That is it. Asuchyalansuchastam Gatasam or Gatasamstra. This body, when it is living condition means so long the soul is there. It looks like very bright, beautiful, moving here and there. And when the soul leaves this body, then what is it? It has no value. A lump of matter. Just like a motor car. So long it is moving, it is worth 1 lakh. And so long it does not know, it is simply lump of iron and copper and something. Who cares for it? It is thrown. Same thing. The body has no value. It has value so long the soul is there. Otherwise, suppose a big man, they are lamenting, such a great man has passed away. Well, what is that such great man? He's lying on the floor, on the bed. The same man. So why you are saying that he has gone? Then who has gone? You have never seen him who has gone. This is ignorance. Dāpari parisajjāyā kalotad rikītana. In the Sattva-yuga, when the duration of life was very, very great, meditation was possible. And next yuga, kītīja dhāyatu viṣṇu tītāyana jajato makhalu. By performing the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas, yajna. And the next yuga, by parichatya, by deity verse. And next yuga, this Kali Yuga, Harikirtana, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, and meditation means kritita dhyayata Vishnu. Meditation means to think of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. That is the recommendation. Jhālārastita tatratena manasāpasandhijam yogi. The yogis, they think of the Supreme Person. Dhyanavastita, manasā, mind absorbed, surcharged in thinking of Vishnu. That is called meditation. Dhyanavastita tatratena manasāpasandhijam yogi. And in the Bhagavad Gita, this dhyan is recommended in the sixth chapter. Yoginavati sarvesa madgata antarāpana sadhyāvān vajati jyoma samijuktutam. Any yogi, there are different varieties of yogis. There are all the yogis. The bhakta yogi who is thinking of Krishna within the mind, he is the first class yogi. So, in our movement, we are creating first class yogis, because they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, this is directly to create first class yogis, yogi namati sarvesa.
In our ancient books, Krishna has also been projected as a person who has lived through a certain period of history and who was associated with a number of
entities
during his contemporary time. Our books of literature also project him as the Supreme Being, as the perfect one. How do you reconcile the two facts? How do we accept that your teachings are based on the assumption that that person who lived through that period of time is the perfect one? But how do you fundamentally assume that what he has said is correct? How do you reconcile the two points?
That I have already explained, that one has to understand Krishna janma karma mitam jo janati tat. Before your asking, I have already explained that he, that person, Krishna, whom you think that he lived for a certain period with friends and relatives, just like ordinary man, if you simply study what is this person, then you become the Buddha. Janma karma chame dhivyam jo jana adhikarta. To understand him, in fact, it is not so easy. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam visiddhyana kaschid vetimam tattvam. Out of many millions of persons, one becomes siddha, perfect. So that perfection is not complete perfection. That perfection means anupasana. I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. So, one who understands this position of oneself is calculated as perfect. But, jatatāmi siddhānā, In that perfect state, he won't endeavor to understand Krishna. Yatatamati siddhyana, question, out of many such millions of persons who try to understand Krishna in perfection, what may understand? So it is not so easy. Yannakarnam samididvam, these are against the law. But that factual understanding is possible. How it is possible? Bhaktyamāvajyārāti jādārajasthāni tattvata. Only through devotion you can understand. So these problems you will solve when you become a devotee. Then Krishna is revealed. Atasya Krishna nāmādi navade grāyam indyal. If you try to understand that Supreme Person, Krishna, who comes before you as an ordinary person, you can understand him if you become his devotee, otherwise it is not possible. Atasya Krishna nāmādi. You cannot understand Krishna, his name, his form, his pastimes, his activities. Not only grayam, indriyam, by your imperfect senses, but sevanmukhehi jivaro, samayamasmi. When you are engaged in his service, then he reveals himself. Here I am. So this is the process. If you want to understand that person, Krishna, who is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to take shelter of Bhakti Yoga and associate with bhaktas, then it is possible, otherwise not.
Pranam Swami,
Hare Krishna.
Gandhiji was also a great admirer of the Gita and a great scholar of Krishna. Big commentary also. But he, at the time of the great power, asked the great powers to let Hitler come in and not fight him at all. But whereas he said that it was the change of power that should be effective and not that punishment. That means punishment against reform. And you would like your enlightenment on this paradox.
The punishment, Krishna does not personally punish. He has got many agents, just like in the government. The president does not punish directly, but there are many departments. Similarly, Parasa Shakti Bhutarivasyate, his potencies are manifold. One of the potencies is this material nature. It is called Maya, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Devi Chisa Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. It is very difficult to surpass the jurisdiction of Maya, Durataya. But punishment is not the excuse. Ignorance of law is no excuse. Similarly, this Maya, this material nature is very, very strong. If you eat little more, your nature is to eat, say, 2 ounces. If you eat 3 ounces, immediately will be punished, there will be indigestion. The nature is so strong. Therefore, it is called Dhrivin Chinsadhanamai Mamavaya Dhrivin. So in this way, you cannot surpass the stringent laws of Maya. But if you want to avoid punishment, then you take shelter of Krishna. Mahamivya prapadyante maya nitaan karanti. Therefore Krishna consciousness is essential. If we become Krishna conscious, if we follow the instruction of Krishna, then there is no question of being harassed by the stringent laws of Maya. This is the problem.